The miniature uninterruptible power supplies, UPS, shown here, provide uninterrupted operation for a 912-volt router, USB devices, 5 volts, and two PoE devices, 1224 volts, such as surveillance cameras. They declare a battery capacity of 10,400 mAh. Two models will be tested, 15 watts and 30 watts, UPS 15 PoE and UPS 30 PoE. I will check their actual capacity here and also examine the current capacity. The 15-watt version costs £130, and the 30-watt version costs just £190. Let's start with the contents of the kit. It is similar in both cases. Device, power cable, DC jack cable splitter for two devices, manual. The UPS has an on-off switch on the front, LEDs showing operating mode and charge status, and a USB output. On the back there is a 100 to 240 VAC input, and a DC and two PoE outputs. A clear photo of the instructions states the capacity, 4 times 2600 mAh, for a total of 10,400 mAh. This is repeated for both devices. I started with the load tests. Basically, it is fine, according to the information on the case, although I only checked the DC and USB output. I used an LD35 artificial load for this. The 30-watt version at 12 volts managed to draw more than 2 amps, and the 15-watt version just over less than an amp. When the permitted current is significantly exceeded, the UPS locks up and flashes the LEDs. It can only be unlocked by pressing the button longer. I then checked the capacity of the cells inside. I repeated the test several times, because the first time I happened not to fully charge the whole thing. Explanation in a later paragraph. Similar results came out for both units, averaging around 6.8 hours at 5 volts, or 34 watt-hours. The battery in the middle was supposed to be 10,400 mAh, but that's at 3.7 volts. In theory, it comes out to 38.48 watt-hours, but there are still losses on the inverters. I once estimated this for myself in a topic about power banks, test of Base's power banks, PPBD10K, PPBD20, PPBD30K, actual capacities. I've taken myself a conversion factor there, 0.65. 6.8 over 0.65 equals about 10.46 hours per cell. Ideal. In addition, I checked the charging, a good 24 watts this can draw from the mains. Only when charging does the power drop to less than 1W. I still have an interesting observation. The UPS indicates for some time that it is fully charged and yet draws increased power, i.e. in practice it continues to charge. In summary, the router UPSs fully deliver what the manufacturer promises. I measured their capacity, and from my conversion ratio, it came out to be practically 1-to-1 what it says on the label. And you also have to remember that I have included losses on the converters. The current capacity is not bad either. You can easily connect a router, a camera, or maybe even a small Raspberry for home automation control, as long as you can fit in these 2A from USB or use a step-down converter on the DC output. I'm a bit puzzled by this division into different powers, since the capacitance is the same. Are there really two different converters inside, one cheaper, the second more expensive, or is this just a marketing ploy? I haven't checked that. The whole thing is unlikely to be made to open conveniently. And I didn't want to damage the case visibly when I mounted it in its final location. What is your opinion? Is such a UPS for a router useful? Do you use this type of equipment?